Follow along over here to see the anatomy of an abandoned cart email. Preheader having trouble viewing this email? Link click here to view this email in your browser. Table with 12 rows and 1 column. Row 1 column 1 header. Row 2 unlabeled graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu. Row 3 header image. Row 4. Row 5 primary message. Row 6 wow, you did an amazing job of adding something to your cart, then abandoning it. Totally acceptable to do online, but we don't recommend doing so in an actual store. You'll get a few looks from the workers in the real world. Email is an awesome way to entice cart abandoners to buy what they've left behind. With an email like this, your one true mission is to get that cart abandoner back to your website. And since offers can help, here's free shipping, just for you. Row 7 offer. Row 8 amend ship. Now click on this excessively large button to complete your order. Row 9 call to action. Link finish shopping. Row 10, or if you'd like to continue on our abandoned cart nurture series, click here. Row 11 secondary call to action. Link this is fun, keep going. Row 12 links to social channels. Unlabeled graphic Facebook. Unlabeled graphic Twitter. Unlabeled graphic Instagram out of table. Table with 2 rows and 1 column. Row 1 column 1 footer. Row 2 our physical address is here for compliance. Not because our relationship is getting serious or anything. Influence, LLC 1720 Wyandotte, Kansas City, MO64108. I don't know what I was thinking. Link unsubscribe me from these weird emails. Want to know more about building an abandoned cart series? Link get our template out of table.